Thank you, Gambia, and I think I'm running into difficulties because I think, as others have said, this is the simplest of the indicators, and the points of divergence are very clear, and the solutions are emerging. Can I therefore ask the speakers who follow to just be very precise? If you accept the indicators, please say so. If you have a difficulty with the emerging consensus around, for example, shifting from hazardous to disaster, please say so. In the case of Azerbaijan, they indicated a preference for hazardous events, but said they were flexible and would go with what the general view was. This is a point at which we are, because I think in terms of the definition, clearly the Secretariat has to relook the issue of disasters excluding small-scale events, because colleagues have raised, I think this came up in the case of Iran and others, what happens if disasters would exclude some events from which deaths would occur? I think this is a technical question that we need to respond to. But the overarching question of what do we capture is now, I think, clear. And I want to thank the delegation of Cuba that has signaled its flexibility on missing persons, so that we don't have to revert to missing and presumed dead. So we take that out of the equation. The issues to be resolved on disaggregation, as I said, I don't think we can have conclusive discussion about what to be included in terms of subjects for disaggregation, because enough delegations have said they do not capture the information now for us to recognize that an obligatory provision on disaggregation would be difficult to achieve consensus. So I think that we need to begin to think about an alternative approach to treating with disaggregation. And my suggestion is that we think of an aspirational category of issues to report, where members may indicate that they would, to the extent possible, disaggregate their reporting in the following categories. And we can come back to that discussion probably on Thursday. What are the four or five categories for disaggregation on a voluntary basis by countries in a position to do so? And we can report that. But if we continue to fight to insert disaggregation into the core indicator when some members say we cannot do it, we are going to perhaps be counterproductive. Nobody has said that they are not committed to disaggregation. What they have said is that the limitations of data availability now would make that a hollow promise in the near term. And so we need to come to that in due course. So I'm going to ask delegations now, as you come in, what do you feel about A1 through A3? Do you disagree with the emerging views that I have reflected, and why? If you don't disagree, please do not offer any further support or explanatory notes for those things which have already been supported by delegations. United Arab Emirates.